Dr. Olivera's dictating for December the 5th of the year 2023. The first patient is Chester Connerly. The last name is C-O-N-E-R-L-Y. Chester is the first name. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old white male that has a chronic kidney disease stage 2. This kidney function has remained stable. As a matter of fact, the serum creatinine that was determined November the 21st, 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.13 and the BUN is 15 and the estimated GFR is 65.7, period. The main concern that we have is the fact that the proteinuria has increased progressively. It has been between 1.0 and 1.5 grams in 24 hours, and despite of the recommendation of a daily intake of Kerendia of 20 milligrams, the patient has been feeling well, and he's questioning the intake and whether or not the administration of these medications on a daily basis has been faithful is unknown. The patient is going to refill the prescription. We discuss at length the need to take this medicine in order to control the progression of the disease, and if there is increase in the proteinuria, we have to consider the possibility of kidney biopsy. Number two, the patient used to be anemic. This anemia has been corrected. The iron stores are normal. Next line, number three, the blood pressure is under control. Today, the blood pressure reading is 147 over 71. The patient states that at home is lower. He continues to be 209 pounds. He's recommended to go to 200 pounds. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. There is a slight elevation of the LDL to 120. We are going to continue the observation and if there is a tendency to get out of control, we are going to start the patient on statins. Following number, the patient is overweight. He has to lose at least 9 pounds. Following number, hyperuricemia. He is not taking the allopurinol as recommended. And for that reason, we are going to stress to take the 100 milligrams of allopurinol on a daily basis, since the uric acid is 7.3. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months. A paragraph. We invested 10 minutes in reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.